God bless you. Delighted to be with you this evening, and it's a great joy and privilege to share the Word of God at every opportunity. Let's just pray as I just share a few things with you tonight. Father, we thank you for your precious Word. We thank you that it's living and it's active, it does us good, and it strengthens our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you might speak to us this evening, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to speak tonight about the power of a personal testimony. And the great thing is that each and every one of us have a testimony that has tremendous power to speak into the lives of other people. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, it says, "Always be prepared to give an account for the hope that is within you." Well, thank God that the hope within us is one that is certain and sure, it's steadfast, it's unshakable. No matter what dark times we go through, no matter what difficult days we might come across, we've got a hope within us that is able to bring hope into the lives of other people. You see, we're living in very challenging days. Certainly, I've never known anything like it in my lifetime. But the good thing about challenges is this. You and I will never change until we're challenged. The same is true as far as the church is concerned. The church will never change until it's challenged. And I believe we need to just embrace the challenges of life as they come to us, that God might work in every eventuality and bring good out of it. You see, the purpose of God is to change us so that we develop, we grow, our faith is deepened, we're drawn closer in our relationship with him, we're changed so that we might have a brighter testimony to shine out into the darkness of this world. And it's in times of great testing that great testimonies are born. Now, everyone wants a testimony, but so few people really want the tests. But the testimony comes out of the tests. And every day, you and I are being challenged and changed by two basic things. Number one, the uncomfortable circumstances that we might find ourselves in. And number two, the uncompromising Word of God. Now, let me show you how the uncomfortable circumstances of life bring change to us. In James 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, "Count it all joy when you meet various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Let it have its full effect, not a partial effect, by having that right attitude to the uncomfortable circumstances, whatever they may be. God will bring about a change within us when we have that right attitude. But number two there, not just uncomfortable circumstances, we're challenged and changed by the uncompromising Word of God. It says in Hebrews 4 and verse 12, that God's Word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to bring an separation from that which is of the flesh and that which is of the spirit. So much in the lives of Christians today is of the flesh. Thank God there is that which is of the spirit, but we need the Word of God to change us so that the things of the flesh are shown up by the Word of God and we can deal with them and get rid of them. And then the things that are of the spirit, we can focus on, begin to grow into, and see more and more built into our lives. We've got to embrace both of these things, uncomfortable circumstances and the uncompromising Word of God. Let it come to us as we embrace it with enthusiastic faith. As we continue to face the challenge of this global pandemic, many questions are being asked by politicians, by TV interviewers, by newspaper reporters, by the ordinary man in the street. And questions in themselves can be a good thing because they can help us reflect and readjust the way that we think. One of the most important questions often asked at a time of crisis is about the ability of God to deliver. Now, you and I have got to have an unshakable confidence in the fact that God is able to deliver us in every situation that we go through. And I want to give you three examples of people that in times of great testing in their lives, they bore a great testimony. And the same can be true for you and I today. First of all, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow, what a time of testing, great testing that came to them. You see, they were not prepared to bow the knee to anyone other than the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar challenged them and wanted them to bow down and worship his image, but they refused to do so. They wouldn't budge. They were immovable. And the king brought this threat to them, saying that unless they bow down and worship his image, then they will be thrown into the fiery furnace. What a terrifying prospect. It was very real. It was a challenge to their faith. And the king asked this question in Daniel 3 and verse 15. He said, "Is your God able to deliver you out of my hands?" Now, what arrogance. What pride. You see, the king thought he was bigger and greater, stronger than even God. And God couldn't deliver them out of a situation as severe as that. But what an opportunity in that time of testing for them to stand up and give a great testimony. What a witness they had in that situation. When the king challenged them with that question, they replied in Daniel 3, verse 17 and 18, they said this, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we still will not bow down and worship your image." What an amazing opportunity they had. They could have caved in. They could have compromised, but they stood firm. And I want you to notice the attitude of heart they had. Because today, so often, I come across the feeling in the lives of Christians, well, if everything goes right for me, then I'll be on fire for God. If God answers my prayer, then I'll be totally committed. If things aren't too tough, then I'll walk with the Lord. And the moment things go wrong and their prayers aren't answered and things aren't going right, they tend to cave in. But notice what these people said. They said, "We believe God's able to do it. We believe he's able to bring the breakthrough. He's able to come into the situation. We believe our God is able to deliver us." But then they said, "Even if he doesn't, we still will not bow down to serve any other than God." Well, that's the attitude God's looking for today. That is where the Spirit of God is at work within us to bring change so that we ourselves are able to say, even if God doesn't answer my prayer, even if God doesn't bring a breakthrough in my situation, even if nothing changes, I'm still going to be on fire. I'm still going to be totally committed. I still will not compromise the things that I believe. That's the first example of someone that bore a testimony in times of great testing. The second example, of course, is Daniel in the lion's den, in Daniel chapter 6. Now, this is just as dramatic. Here he is in a situation where the edict has gone out and it says that for 30 days no prayer is to be made to God or to man. The only prayers that can be expressed are going to be expressed to King Darius as he was then. Do you know, the moment Daniel heard that, the Bible says immediately he went straight home, went into the top room of his house, opened up the windows, and continued to pray three times a day to the Lord. What a tremendous act of faith. Even though he knew the edict said that you'll be thrown to a den of lions if you disobey it. Extraordinary. Now look at the question that comes here. It's found in Daniel 6 and verse 20. It's asked by this king, King Darius. He's a very weak, easily manipulated king. He allowed himself to be manipulated and put into that position of signing the edict and sending Daniel off to the lion's den. He didn't want to do it. He knew it was the wrong thing to do. But in his weakness, he allows it to go ahead. Now, the Bible says that night he had a very restless night's sleep. And early the next morning, he gets up and anxiously makes his way towards the lion's den. When he gets at the lion's den, nervously asks the question, "Daniel, has your God been able to deliver you? Well, again, what a wonderful opportunity for witness. What a tremendous opportunity to give testimony to God. And Daniel replied and said, my God has sent his angel and he has shut the lion's mouth. Wow. Be good if you could, you and I could have that sort of testimony to take around the churches. That sort of dramatic encounter of God's deliverance to speak to others with. But in many different cases in our lives, we still have a testimony to bear. We still have something that we can share about what God has done, how he's answered prayer, the peace and the grace and the love that he's brought into our lives in very difficult circumstances. As many of you know, and I thank you for the fact that you've been praying for our son-in-law, Barry. Sadly, he died about 10 days ago, a young man, only 40 years of age, leaving behind two little toddlers as well as his partner. What a dreadful shock it has been to the family. But even in such grief and such difficult circumstances, we're able to give that testimony that our God is with us. His compassion and his mercy has sustained us. And we're believing God to bring good out of that situation. And the third example of times of great testing, giving birth to great testimonies, is found with David against Goliath. Now, David has known the deliverance of God from his youth. I mean, he's already experienced that his God is able to deliver him right from a young man as he wrestled with that ferocious bear to protect his sheep and killed the bear, as he took on a man-eating lion to protect his sheep. He knew God could deliver him. And now he faces the terror of Goliath, the biggest bully around. I'm sure you can cast your mind back to your school days or even in a work situation where you've experienced bullying. I mean, it's terrifying. It's an awful situation. And here is Goliath intimidating David, trying to put fear into David. And he's got a question to ask David. He's been strutting around and mocking God and mocking God's people. And in 1 Samuel 17, verse 43 and 44, Goliath asks the question, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks? Come here, and I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the field. Well, he was trying to bring a sense of insecurity into the life of David. But look what David replies as he stands up with complete boldness. Having run to the battle, not dragging his feet, he couldn't wait to get there to come near to Goliath. And this is what he says in verse 45 and 46. He says, you come against me with a spear and a sword and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel. He goes on to say, God will give you into my hands. This day I will strike you down and I will cut off your head. This day I will give the bodies of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. He wasn't overshadowed. He wasn't in any sense intimidated by Goliath. He stood firm and spoke out the word of God. David was so confident he knew Goliath didn't have a chance. Goliath was defeated. Goliath was completely done away with because of the confidence that David had. Now, no wonder when writing the Psalms that so often we read in the Psalms the confidence David had and how he could powerfully give testimony. For example, in Psalm 34 and verse 19, from personal experience, David writes this, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That's a powerful message. It's a wonderful testimony to take to others. David had proved it in his own life. And I love the little word but there. Isn't it wonderful when we're able to say that there are problems in our life, there are struggles that we're going through, but God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. When we're facing sickness, to be able to say, but God. Facing financial trouble, but God. Uncertainty about the future, but God. Fears coming into our life, and yet we're able to stand up, be strong, and say, but God. When you're facing your challenges, you can come out with a powerful personal testimony. Your testings might not be as bad as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as bad as Daniel, or as bad as David, but it's just as real to you when you're going through that time of difficulty. And I believe you can stand strong and firm when you do three simple things. Number one, refuse to compromise what you believe. You see, in these three accounts that I've just shared with you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, and David, they maintained their integrity. They stood firm about what they believed. Fear will try to make you compromise, cause you to doubt. It'll try to bring instability into your life. But the first thing that we've got to do to have a powerful testimony, refuse to compromise what you believe. Secondly, rest in the security of God's protection when you know God's for you. When you believe that God is on your side, when you know that God is going to bring you through, there's a sense of peace. You don't have to struggle and strive and get anxious about life and worry about the future. You can enter into a rest because you know in every situation God is working for good. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Isn't it wonderful that it says God is? It doesn't say God was or God will be. No, God is. The eternal, ever-present one, the great I Am. We can know him right now, bringing a peace that passes all understanding. Into the struggles of our life, we can find a rest for our souls. We can rest in the security of God's protection. And thirdly, we need to respond to every challenge by speaking out boldly. You see, the challenge of life will try to silence us. The devil will try to keep us quiet. Or the opposition of the enemy will try to influence us in such a way that we haven't got a song of praise, that we haven't got a testimony to share, that we'll go into our shell. And we've got to make sure that we're going to respond to every challenge of life by boldly speaking out. We need to confess with our lips what we believe in our hearts. And by doing so, we can know great victory. Now, we may never, ever experience the great challenges of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, or David. But each one of us have our own personal challenges, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. I want to encourage you tonight, embrace your challenges with the same confidence that these people did that we've heard of this evening. And let your testimony be, my God is able to deliver me. And as you do so, your life will be speaking out boldly, speaking out clearly. You'll be shining into the darkness and giving hope to those that are around you. Let me just pray as I hand back in a few moments. Father God, I just thank you for each and every one that is listening. I thank you, Lord, whether it be on Zoom, whether it be on Facebook, you're speaking to people. You know their struggles. You know their difficulties. You know their fears. You know what's going on in each individual life. And I just want to declare tonight that you are for them. While their circumstances may be against them and other people may be against them, even the devil might be against them, Lord, I declare tonight that you are for them. I pray for great grace to come upon each person. I pray that you'll strengthen them. I pray that you'll give them that confidence and that boldness to know that they've got a testimony that can make a difference to other people. Give them opportunities, I pray, to share that testimony in these very difficult times in which we live. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.